Happy, happy Friday. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You. This is where you call in, you air it out, you get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. And it's all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now, please. Don't be shy. And if you don't get in right away, try back because we will try to squeeze you in. 877-975-9825. And Buckshot, what's bugging you?
Yeah, this guy, Danny, or however you pronounce his name, he's 33 years old and looks like he's going to be the next mayor of New York. Got people, Republicans, saying that they're worried about him being old enough to run for president in 2028. The guy wasn't even born in the United States. They need to read their constitution. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep.
But he is a citizen. I think he's been one for 7 years.
There's a, you know, and that just, I know everybody cannot be, you know, native born, if you will, for all positions. But it's like, you can just see this agenda creeping in. The Omars, the Tlaibs, this guy. It's kind of like, they know what they're doing to, it's like incrementally taking over government with some radical ideas that are not American. And that concerns me.
I used to think that the Jewish vote was pretty powerful in New York.
Yep.
Did that go away? Because this guy has made it clear through different commentary through the years that he's anti-Semitic. So, and he's very much anti-gun, for sure. He's very socialist, wants to provide free for everybody. And what, and just tax the wealthiest? Yeah, because you know what? Taxes in New York aren't that bad yet. Snicker.
Wow.
Horse Sense, what's bugging you?
Yes, good morning, men. I just want to start with, hope you guys don't take this the wrong way, but I've lived in Northeast Marion County for 42 years, and you have a county commissioner on from time to time, and I would not want to have his job, but try not to take this the wrong way, the truth hurts, but he would not want my job. If he did, he'd be 30 or 40 pounds lighter. But one thing I know is he's a politician, and all politicians get addicted to money. And you guys have your head so far up his hind end, it's scary, you know. And that's fine. He's a nice guy.
Can you give us one of the biggest issues that you think he's wrong on that you'd like to challenge him on, and I'll present that.
Absolutely. And that is impact fees in Marion County. I've owned a piece of property here for 42 years. And if I put a home or a mobile home on this piece of property, I will get charged an impact fee when I'm not going to have any more of an impact on this piece of property that I've been paying taxes on for 42 years. Yes, it's ridiculous. Yes, and there are other things. There are traffic things in Marion County and Ocala that are so goofy. See, I live here, and I know, you know, I've been here 42 years. I mean, I loved it, and I still love it. But, yeah, there are traffic things and impact fees right off the bat, you know. So, and one other thing real quick, he has the male version of the Kamala Harris tackle, if you just pay attention. That's about it, guys. Thank you.
Oh man, he's got a hearty laugh.
Yeah, but don't take it personal just because you got your head up his backside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he said we, so yeah. But other than that, don't take it personal.
I mean, I don't know if you've tried to address any of these things, actually take it to the county commission.
Right.
That's one way to do it. I can ask him about traffic, but just the word traffic irritates everyone. I don't know how much... What you think that a county commissioner can do. A lot of traffic relates also to the state DOT, and I'm not making excuses for him, but I'll ask him about it because I'm sure he'd like an opportunity to address him. But by the way, if you develop undeveloped land, it will have an impact.
Yeah.
It will have an impact one way or another. If you build a home, then there's a chance that someone who lives there is going to need schooling. You've got fire rescue, you've got law enforcement, all these things, you know, need to be paid for. And one of the ways that they apparently think is okay is via an impact fee. So the people that already are living there, they're like, yeah, if you want to come in new or build a house new, then, we're going to charge a fee for that. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I watched the press conference with Pete Hegseth and General Kane the other day, and where Kane had all these big posters about the seven B-2 stealth Spirit bombers going east and the two decoys going west across the Indian Ocean. And I just kind of felt, and maybe I'm overestimating the risk, but I just felt that they gave away too much detail and too much strategy. It's almost like handing the football playbook across to the opposite team.
That's a good point. Good morning, Shep. What's bugging you?
Well, guys, speaking as a recovering New Yorker, I was brought up, more like dragged up, on the mean streets of the Bronx. The problem I have with a lot of rank-and-file New Yorkers is they want to be controlled. This latest primary is proof of that. I can give you an example. A friend of mine and I, back in my high school days, we were rebuilding a Mustang of his, and we were going to put a big 351 engine in it, and we were looking at parts in the Ford parts catalog, and basically we were going to make it like a police engine. And the first thing out of my mother and one of her friends said, that should be illegal. You shouldn't be allowed to have a car faster than the cops. Everything is, that should be illegal, that should be illegal. Like I said, they want to be controlled. To them, a car is just to get you from point A to point B. It's not a statement or anything like that. Of course, we real Americans think differently. See you later, guys.
All right, Shep. Have a good weekend, my friend. It is 728. Apologize, couldn't get to everybody. But we've got a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The latest headlines. It's all coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.